Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez.
A competition like no other. Brave challengers enter. Two bosses stand in their way. One judge seals their fate. Will a new champion be crowned?
Wow, that is intense. That is the promo video for Sacramento's long-running comedy show, Capital Punishment. And yes, it is spelled with a capital P-U-N, because unlike many other social settings at this comedy show, puns are encouraged. Taking their cues from the world of underground rap battles and professional wrestling, each month, four contestants face off in a tournament to crown a pun champion. That champion then faces off against the bosses to see if they have what it takes to become a pun master and take home the championship belt. Capital Punishment has its next show this Friday at the Comedy Spot in Sacramento. Co-producers of the show and the pun bosses themselves, Damian Harmony and Justine Lopez, join us now. Welcome.
Hey, Vicky.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah, this is such a treat. Okay, Damian, you co-founded this show a decade ago in 2016. Mm-hmm. Where did this idea come from?
Honestly, it was a bar after another comedy show, and another comic and I just started going back and forth for about 45 minutes making puns about clothing. I'm kind of a Labrador retriever, so I just like to keep the game going. I didn't know he was trying to win. And so I just kept going, oh, you did another, let's do another. Oh, you did another, let's do another for 45 minutes. And then we switched to candy for another 25 minutes. And somebody at the table said, why is this not a show? And I said, you know what? It should be.
Yeah. I mean, has it evolved much in the last 10 years that it's been around?
I would say it's evolved in the way that like it's gotten like deeper and the production value has gone way up. But the core of the show has always been tournament style, spinning a wheel, people facing off for the right to face the judges, or the bosses, rather.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's gotten better and deeper by quite a bit, but it hasn't really changed from its original format.
Why do you think it stood the test of time? Why people enjoy taking it in?
License. I think it gives people a chance to actually... I think that when people groan at a pun, it's because they don't think anyone else is getting it like they are, and people get mad that they're smart, that they got the joke. And this show lets them actually admit, yeah, I got that. And they're with a lot of people. I also think the rules are pretty simple. It's like professional wrestling. That also has stood the test of time. So I think the license to actually indulge and enjoy in something that you are good at and you do keep in the inside, you can now let on the outside.
Hmm. Okay, Justine, you're a co-producer.
Yes.
You are also one of the bosses, but you are also a contestant. What
yes.
was that like?
Nerve-wracking. And it's something that, I don't know, it's not like your other improv show, stand-up show. There's a sense of nervousness that I got as a contestant, and I see that and hear that from our current contestants, too. I just remember having very sweaty hands as a contestant.
Yeah, I've watched a show,
and
I've taken it in the audience, I would get anxiety because I'm like, oh my gosh, because you kind of envision yourself,
yes.
like if you were
mm-hmm.
put on the spot to come up with puns, and you have to be quick. It was very, very entertaining. Damian, when Justine was a contestant, did mm-hmm. you kind of know she was going to rise up the ranks and become a pun boss?
She immediately distinguished herself as being one of the ones that would possibly unseat the bosses. And I love that because it forces me to sharpen. And so, for instance, we had her on, I think, in April of 19.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had our Punchline show, she was at the top of my list as far as people to be on stage with us at the Punchline. And then when it came time to transition to having a new partner, she was at the top of the list. Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned that, I mean, mm-hmm. the rules, it's pretty simple and straightforward,
mm-hmm.
but I also imagine, I mean, there's a lot of work behind the scenes to bring this to life. Help us visualize, peel back the curtain. What goes into making a show a success for everyone?
Yes. So when Damien asked me to join as co-producer, one of the things that I wanted to make sure was that our contestants were comfortable and prepared for the show. So one thing that I added was a onboarding document. So any questions that we think that they may have, that it's answered right there. And so that level of anxiety is lessened for them. But then we also try to book a diverse and fun group of contestants, and that's a mix of fellow improvisers in the city, a mix of stand-up comedians, and some people who aren't even related to the comedy world but love a good pun.
Mm. How do you find, I mean, is there an application process? Do people reach out to you, or do you kind of scour around a word of mouth and find contestants every month?
I think it's, yes. Yeah, it's a little bit of all of that. Yeah. I think with the improv community, there's, you know, there's built-in short-form games where we play puns. And so from there, I'll notice people on stage. I'm like, oh, you're good. So I'll reach out to them, or we'll have people reach out to us, say, hey, I would love to be on the show. I love puns.
Given that you've also been a contestant, I mean, how do you prepare for a pun battle? Like, what kind of practice, what kind of reps do you do ahead of time?
I think it's everyday life. So if I'm at the grocery store, I'm looking at produce. I am what I am, you know? sometimes I'll even text my friend Mel. She's very good at puns, but won't be on the show. And I'll say, hey, here's a topic, and we'll just text back and forth.
Damien, do you have like puns seeping through like your mind and like day in and day out?
Yeah, quite a bit. To the point where on social media, people know just to skip to the bottom to see if there's a pun involved in something that I'll post, because I'll have to put like a content warning, no puns here, when I'm being serious. But like my students have witnessed me punning for 20 plus years, like to the point where it's just kind of baked into the day for them. My children are all subject to it as well. I dare say I've created a show that answers to a compulsion that I have more than anything. but in terms of like auditioning people, it's very often we pun back and forth. To see if they've got, you know, if they've got the speed, if they're able to think laterally, if they're able to, you know, switch the topic and stuff like that. But yeah, ultimately it is an everyday, all day, every day kind of thing to have puns just popping out of you.
You mentioned students. You're a teacher.
I am. I've been a teacher for, oh Lordy, coming up on 23 years, something like that, 24 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I used to teach Latin, which teaches you the value of a word, and so the puns were multilingual. And I also teach social science, so you can imagine when we're talking about Franco in Spain and his children talking about the dictator tots.
Dictator tots. Oh my gosh. Okay, so that brings me back to when, you know, I actually watched Capital Punishment. So, you know, the winner of the contestants, they actually go on and they face off against the both of you. Mm-hmm. And if they can beat you, they get this huge championship belt. It didn't happen when I was there. I imagine it's a pretty hard feat to accomplish. Is it rare? I mean, are there times where you're like, man, like someone just kind of outdoes both of you?
Since Justine's joined us, no one has beaten us.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. I think we've had scares, I would say. There was a...
Pokemon.
Yes, Pokemon. <Yeah. laughs> So for the boss battle, we ask the audience for topics that are not on our wheel already. And so Pokemon was the topic. And I think that was the first time I ever saw Damien kind of shiver in his boots a little bit. But we survived.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
Okay, so we're going to give listeners a little bit of a taste, because at the beginning of every show, you two come out, you do a little pun battle back and forth to give, you know, people a taste of what's to come. So we're going to do that right now. I choose a topic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's go with pets. Let's go with dogs.
Dogs.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I'll start.
Sure.
You know, they're doing a lot of stuff on social media where they're bringing the band back together for the TV series Serenity and Firefly. But they're going to have to do some casting changes. For instance, Wash will be a holy man and Mao a mute.
Very good. Very good. I don't know if you know this, but the measurement's 6'8". That's a common door size.
Oh, my God.
You know, they've actually started tinkering around with using guardian pets in the German Air Force to keep pilots awake. It turns out there's going to be a Luftwaffe pincer.
Oh. I'd like to give a shout out to the listeners right now. I just really hope you have a great day and night today.
I love that.
You know, the British, not to be outdone, they're also going to have their own comfort dogs. It'll be an Arendelle.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kind of crafty, so I made a key out of a corn leaves. I made a husk key.
Oh
man.
Yes.
I was just about to talk about how bloated I felt. I'm feeling a little husky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're actually doing a reboot of the Amy Poehler show where she plays Leslie Knope, Barks and Recreation.
Oh, I didn't think it was going to come out doc soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had my daughter, my first daughter, Sylvia, back in 2017, mm-hmm. and my sisters were so excited to have a niece.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. Do you have, like, things in your back pocket, like, just in case someone throws out a curveball? I don't know. I mean, can you have that with puns? I mean, don't know.
As soon as you said dogs, I thought of a German Shepherd pun that I was going to hold on to if I got desperate.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I like to think of it almost like a Rolodex of mm-hmm. words. So once I think, okay, it's dogs, then I'm going through either alphabetically or I'm going different terms related to dogs. You know, mm-hmm. it may be rough, but you know,
we've got a friend we can call her.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, so, I mean, this is just a little taste of what people are in for mm-hmm. on Friday in the last, you know, 30 seconds or so that we have on the show. What do you want people to know if they want to actually go to capital punishment?
Yes. Be ready to vote for your favorite contestant. If it goes down to a tie vote, we're all about the audience hooting and hollering for their contestants. We have an amazing lineup. We have Sarah Agamahamedi, we have Mickey McKim, Megan Keener, and Saba Schutlaufel. And they are some of the top contestants that we've had throughout the years, and we're really excited.
We stand a good chance of losing this belt
yes.
this Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good show. Justine mm-hmm. and Damien, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
It was pun.
It was pun. Oh, my. Damien Harmony and Justine Lopez are the co-producers and bosses of Capital Punishment. The rap battle style pun tournament continues its nearly decade long run this Friday, the 6th, at the Comedy Spot in Sacramento. The show starts at 9 p.m. and we have links to tickets and more information on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And you can email us. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.